Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things calm and collected. Ever feel like you're just running around in circles, constantly chasing deadlines, juggling responsibilities, and trying to keep up with the relentless pace of modern life? Yeah, me too. That's why I started the Calm Within, Stoic Practices for Inner Stability. We're diving deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, not to make you super serious and wear a toga, but to equip you with practical tools to navigate the chaos and find that inner peace we all crave. Today, we're tackling a big one, finding inner peace in a world that seems determined to steal it from us. Now, I know what you're thinking. Peace? In this world? But trust me on this, guys. Inner peace isn't about living in blissful ignorance of all the craziness. It's about finding that quiet center within yourself, a place where you can stand strong and steady even when everything around you feels like it's falling apart. Think of it like this. Imagine a calm lake reflecting a stormy sky above. The lake isn't unaffected by the storm, the wind ripples its surface, but at its core, it remains tranquil. That's what we're aiming for here, that inner stillness that allows us to weather the storms without getting swept away. So, how do we actually achieve this? Well, let me share 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate your inner peace. First, practice mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, although that can be helpful too. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, the sensations in your body. When your mind starts racing, gently guide it back to the here and now. Think of it like this. Every time you catch your mind wandering, it's like a mental muscle exercise strengthening your ability to focus and stay grounded. Second, reframe your thoughts. We all have those negative thought spirals that can drag us down. Instead of getting caught up in them, try to reframe them into something more positive or neutral. You know that feeling when you're about to stress over a project? Instead of thinking, "Oh no, I'm going to fail," try saying to yourself, "This is a challenge and I'm ready to tackle it." Third, focus on what you can control. There are so many things in life that are completely out of our hands: the weather, other people's actions, traffic jams, ugh. But we can control our own reactions to these things. Instead of getting frustrated by the things we can't change, focus your energy on what you can influence. Your attitude, your effort, your choices. Remember, you have more power than you think. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate the good things in our lives can make a huge difference. Think about all the things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even that delicious cup of coffee you just had. This simple practice can shift your perspective and bring more joy into your day. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. We're not meant to go through life alone. Whether it's a friend, family member, therapist, or even a good old-fashioned pep talk from a podcast host, hello. Reaching out for support can make all the difference. Okay, so let's paint a picture. You're stuck in traffic on your way home after a stressful day at work. Your mind is racing with to-do lists, deadlines, and that email you really should have replied to. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to just scream into your steering wheel, "Don't worry, we've all been there." Now, instead of getting sucked into that negativity spiral, take a deep breath and try one of these techniques. Focus on your senses. What do you see? Hear? Smell? Feel? Bring your attention to the present moment, noticing the details around you. Maybe it's the sound of rain on the windshield or the warmth of the sun on your skin. But maybe you can even find a sliver of gratitude for that air freshener hanging from your rearview mirror. Remember, finding inner peace isn't about escaping the chaos, it's about finding the stillness within yourself amidst the storm. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards cultivating calm is a victory. So remember those key takeaways. Practice mindfulness, reframe your thoughts, focus on what you can control, cultivate gratitude, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Take these tools with you today and let me know how it goes. Share your stories, your challenges, your triumphs. I want to hear from you. And remember, the calm within is always accessible, even in the most chaotic of times. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. You've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.